This picture shows the birth of Jesus to his virgin mother, Mary. The first prophecy of his birth was to Adam and Eve, when God said, "The seed of the woman will crush Satan's head." All the prophets spoke about his coming. Gabriel told Mary that the Holy Spirit would cause her to conceive a son, and the child would be called the Son of God. He would fulfill all the prophecies, and she should name him Jesus. When Joseph learned that Mary was pregnant, he decided to divorce her because they had not begun to live together and he thought she had sinned. But an angel from God appeared to him in a dream and told him, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." When Jesus was born, an angel came to shepherds watching their flocks at night near Bethlehem and announced, "Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger." They hurried and found it just as the angel said. So they knew that this baby was the promised Savior Messiah from God. The people they spoke to were amazed. Later, Magi came from far in the east and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." This is how God the Son became a man, so that he was God and he was man at the same time.